Who owns the media? This is a question that has now come to the fore with a recent statement by Oliver Stone, who said that Jews dominate the media. Stone pointed out that because of this domination, public discourse on crucial issues that face our nation is being suppressed. But after intense pressure from the Jewish community, who act as America's thought police, Oliver Stone apologized and retracted his statement. But was Oliver Stone right, or was he wrong? I was raised as a Jew in an upper middle class synagogue, and we all knew who owned the media. In fact, we as Jews were proud of it. But now that I am a Christian, and now that I understand the power of the media to wield in its hands the weapons of Jewish propaganda, I can no longer be silent. I'm going to tell you who owns the media. I'm going to name names. I'm going to give you facts. 2 + 2 = 4. And until proven otherwise, I will never apologize. Let's start with CBS. Murray Rothstein owns CBS. He changed his name to Sumner Redstone. He did this so that people would think that he's a Gentile. He's not. Sumner Redstone is Jewish. Who owns NBC? Brian Roberts. Brian Roberts comes from a Jewish family that owns the Comcast Corporation. Brian Roberts appointed as the president of NBC a man by the name of Jeff Zucker. His name is not Jeff McGuire. Who owns ABC? Sidney Bass, who appointed as his president the Jewish man named Robert Iger. Now, who owns CNN? CNN is then owned by Edgar Bronfman. He's heir to the Seagram 7 whiskey fortune. Edgar also owns Time magazine. He also owns Warner Brothers. He's also Jewish. Who owns Newsweek? The Meyer Graham family, Jewish family. Who owns the New York Times? The Salzberger family. And who owns the U.S. News and World Report? His name is Morton Zuckerman. His name is not Morton McGuire. With names like these, Oliver Stone hit the nail right on the head when he stated that Jews dominate the media and when he said that public discourse on crucial issues that face our nation is being suppressed. Issues like open immigration, issues like hate speech laws, issues like giving billions of dollars to Israel every year rather than to keep it here in the United States for our own domestic needs. Issues that the Jewish community supports is being voiced by the Jewish-dominated media. Ladies and gentlemen, as president of the Brother Nathaniel Foundation, we want to put an end to this. We want to support those media outlets that give us honest reporting and that present a balanced view of the news that they report. In other words, we want to take the weapons of propaganda out of the hands of Zionist Jews. If we can at least begin to do this, we will never apologize.